Wednesday, July 23, 2008. Cross Strait Plans Worry Advisors. Warning Hands. The Mainland Affairs Council said some advisors have warned against new economic policies and urged the government to explain them clearly. Some advisors to the Mainland Affairs Council, MAC, have expressed concerns about the relaxation of cross-strait policy, including a fear that Taiwan would become part of China. The Council issued a statement yesterday saying that some Council advisors attending a meeting on Monday warned about the potential danger of loosening cross-strait economic policies. They urged the government to refrain from adjusting economic policy to the extent that it would lead the public to believe it was leaning toward China. If that happened, the public would be worried that closer economic ties would marginalize Taiwan's economy, they said. As many measures have come into force since the new government took office, some council advisors questioned whether these changes pose a threat or represent an opportunity. How the administration implements the measures would be key, they said. They also said that the administration must ensure that the country's technical advantages are maintained so that the status of the country's technology industry is assured. The government must also make plans and help businesses keep their leverage in management, marketing, design, service, and branding, they said. Some advisors called on the administration to present a complete blueprint of its economic policy if it wanted to receive a more positive response from the public. They said the government must explain its policies to the public in easy-to-understand language and assure the needs of the Taiwanese are met in terms of employment opportunities, income, and commodity prices, they said. To reassure the public about the change of policies, advisors said the administration was duty-bound to explain the pros and cons of its cross-strait economic policies, their impact, prevention measures, and risks involved. Some advisors urged government agencies to manage the process carefully and ensure that the adjusted policies bring opportunities to the business sectors and benefit the economy as a whole. With the deterioration of the investment environment in China, some advisors called on the administration to conduct a thorough study and map out a concrete plan. The government was obliged to create a better investment environment at home to lure Taiwanese business people back to invest and help them upgrade or transform their businesses, they said. In a related development, the Council announced yesterday that the processing period for Chinese with technical skills applying for entry will be shortened from 2 months to 1 month. Deputy MAC Chairman Liu Dexun said the measures will come into effect after it is approved by the Executive Yuan. The measure was proposed by the Ministry of the Interior at a monthly meeting yesterday. Also, the central bank, which delivered a report at the meeting, said that as of last Tuesday, 19 banks and 1570 of their branch offices had been authorized to exchange the yuan, while 108 exchange depots, such as hotels or shops, had also been authorized. From June 30th to July 15th, the central bank said financial institutions and exchange depots have bought 1.02 million yuan, or $149,300, and sold 2.38 million yuan.